Fights and arguments, hey, who needs them? Who wants them? Conflict is a terrible thing that robs us of our peace and our joy. And how easy is it to blame the other guy? I mean, obviously, it must be their fault. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, call me crazy, but I've come to the conclusion that playing the blame game doesn't resolve anything. Not really. When we blame the other party, we may feel vindicated. We may be letting ourselves off the hook for the part that we may have played in this conflict. It may well give us a short-term sense of relief, but it really doesn't solve anything. One of the biggest problems we face in conflict is a lack of awareness of our own emotions. There's a spark of conflict. It somehow sets us off, and then we're into it without ever stopping to think. Where did this fight come from? Why am I reacting the way I am? And those two questions are very good questions to be asking ourselves before we head down that well-worn path of conflict yet again. Here's why. James chapter 4 verse 1. Do you know where your fights and arguments come from? They come from the selfish desires that make war inside you. So rather than blaming the other party, God's saying here, hey, look inside your own heart. Stop and think about your own emotions. What selfish desires are kicking off this war inside you before it spills out into your relationship with this other person? Because 9 times out of 10, our fights, our arguments, begin in our own hearts. First, be aware of your own emotions, deal with your own selfishness, and you'll end up with far less conflict in your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God's word is like a mirror to our souls. His insight about who we are and what's going on in our hearts is mind-blowing. Amen? That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.